And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week we come exclusively not from, as advertised at the start of the show, the Punky Treehouse, but in fact...
Robin's Nest.
Robin's Nest, that's right. Tony has relocated to a place in the clouds very near to the castle. And you did want to call it the Sheriff's Lookout, didn't you?
Yeah.
But
wrong affiliation.
It was wrong, yeah. It looked like you'd changed sides.
Yeah.
What are you, Italian? This is Wonk Unit.
I hope you are, you should have called. I guess you had better things to do with them, I know. So get angry, you can test me all you want. I used to play the chess game, not anymore. Nowadays I'm just colder, and I won't mess. What you see is what you get, and I'm pissed with you. No more insecurity, you can slip as low as you wanna go. And I'll hurt you! I despise you, and I worship you. You've got my stomach in a grinder, stomach in a grinder, stomach in a grinder. My stomach, stomach's in a grinder. My stomach's in a grinder. Just one postcard email or a phone call. I'm open, honest, fair. Can you say the same things about yourself? Don't hang around at the airport. You won't find me at the bar getting drunk. I'll be sleeping on my own, having nightmares. I'm your yappy dog, lost without an owner. Where is my partner? You are my springtime. 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 And you've got my stomach in a grinder. Stomach in a grinder. Stomach in a grinder. Stomach in a grinder. You won't find me at the bar getting drunk, rubbing, sleeping on my own, having nightmares. I'm your yappy dog, lost without an owner. Where is my partner? You are my springtime. 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 You got my stomach in a grinder. Stomach in a grinder. Stomach in a grinder. Stomach in a grinder. You've got my spotlight and grandeur. You've got my spotlight and grandeur.
So that's Wonk Unit, Tony, and a brand new track not finished yet. That is an official, almost done demo called Springtime.
Oh, nice.
I had a Wonk Unit song planned for this week anyway, off their latest album, Raising the Japanese flag.
Yeah.
But then I got an email through from the mighty Cougar himself, saying, look, we've done some new tracks, you want to play one? I went, yes, I do. So I had a listen, picked that one. So that is available on their MySpace page, I think. It might be available for free download, I'm not sure.
Okay.
What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/WonkUnit.
No!
Wonk Unit Band.
It's MySpace.com/WonkUnit Band. Poorly being Internet One, surprisingly, Tony Neil. Textbook error. Textbook. Listen, yeah. I'm not sure about this Robin's Nest thing. I mean, I think I like it. And the explanation for our younger listeners as to why it should be called Robin's Nest is that there was a sitcom in the late 70s, early 80s called Robin's Nest. And the fact that Robin Hood was in Sherwood Forest, and this is even higher up than the Punky Treehouse where we are now, would suggest it could be a nest. It could be Robin's Nest. I think I'm quite clever for thinking of that as quick as I did. But if you've got any better ideas for what Tony's recording studio in the sky should be called, send your email to tony@punkyradio.com. Hey. Tighten your email. This is what your flat should be called. And hopefully we'll get one in. And
maybe. Oh,
we'll tell you what it was next week. There's no prize for this. It'll just be a laugh. I suppose happy Easter.
Yeah.
I suppose, yeah. I'm fucked, as usual. Look at me. Well, not you like Grizzly Adams.
Thank you.
But because we are both, we're looking at each other again. It's like the bad old days. It's freakish. Thanks. Planet Smash is underneath us at the moment, Tony. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. And if I can get my cursor to the right place. I've got some MySpace latest comments, by the way.
Get you.
Yeah, I know, it's about time. I am a bit slow on the uptake for these. MySpace.com/punkyradio. Please do leave us comments. Whether you frequent MySpace the way you used to or not, just like nip on there if you're still registered on there. Leave us a comment. We'd like to get them. But, because these have all come through from bands. We've got four through from bands, but they all make sense. You might remember we played Berlin last week.
Mm-hmm.
By Limousine, as opposed to the horrific Berlin
Take My
song,
Breath Away.
Take My Breath Away. I'd like to hear Limousine cover that. It'd be brilliant. There's a challenge. It's a punky Uber Alice. Cheers for playing our song Berlin. Nice touch. Uber Alice, Berlin. Rocking show as always. Thanks again, Dean Limousine. Little poem there to finish off. Yeah, thanks so much, Limousine. I'll be honest with you, lads. We've played a lot of your stuff, more than you'd probably want us to. I know you're happy for us to keep playing them, but I really do think that Limousine are a terrific band and our listeners deserve to buy their stuff. So go and buy their fucking stuff. You won't hear anything else from us, you fucks. Right, next up. Enjoyed the show, as always. Hope to see you at Strummer Camp. It will be possibly the best weekend of the year. Revenge of the Psychotronic Man.
Yeah.
We, of course, played last week the classic cosmopolitan.horse.tits. That's right. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it, lads. I'm really, really sorry. I had other commitments that I was trying to get out of, and I can't, I don't think. But I'll see. I'm still going to try and get there in some capacity. Hey, Punky. We are giving away free copies of our song, Death From Above. PM is your email address, and we will forward it to you. Serotonin. I did, and you'll be hearing from them in the second half.
Oh, very nice.
That's as good as it was. Hello, Paul. When are you coming back to the US?
Oh, God.
Ocean Cats. Oh, Ocean Cats. Oh, she's my favourite lady in Minneapolis. Oh, and I did get a message from Calusa.
All right.
They are from Minneapolis.
Okay.
Or they're at least recording in Minneapolis at the moment, so not Chicago and not various other places they accuse themselves of being from at various times. The cheeky little sorts. That means that Calusa and Ocean Cats are in the same town. Mm. I suggest getting together. Right, that's it for MySpace. Should we get on with song two?
Yep.
Not the one by Blur, of course. The one by Berlin. Song two. Woohoo.
Woohoo.
Yeah. Woohoo. That'll be good, wouldn't it? now, this is... the first band we played, right, there is an Allies versus Axis of Evil... theme to the first half of the show in a World War II styly. Right, it's just, again, it's just how it worked out. We've already had a British band, Wonk Unit, now for an American band. They were our mates in the Second World War, you see. This is the Go Sheilas, who we haven't played anything
quite a while
off them for a while. We got an album from them via Brett from Tallman PR. It was really, really good. We played a couple of songs off it, and then I've been thinking about playing one more ever since, but I just couldn't decide which one to play. What I want to know is, what is the Go Sheilas MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheGoSheilas.
It is. It's Tony one, poorly being into one, and as I say, I couldn't decide which track to play off the album, so I've settled on this one, Procrastination. That's the Ghost Shooters, Tony. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. Have you got any podcast alley comments for us?
I do. Thank you for all your comments so far. It is a new month. It's April. So please do get your votes in. We've had about two so far as we're recording this, so get your votes in.
Shit, yeah, I haven't done it yet.
I voted.
You beat me to it. Good work.
I didn't leave a comment, though, but I did vote. But you should leave comments. So go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because I'll read them out. Thank you very much. And here are the top five.
When you read things out, I say read things out, when you recite from memory your introductions to your sections, such as Podcast Alley, I've only just noticed, but you wobble your head a bit like Thunderbird. It's really funny. You sing it.
It's even more freaky when I do it on Skype, because I'm waving around and all sorts of things.
Oh, it? Yeah, yeah. Why couldn't you do that in front of me? Embarrassed?
Because I'd knocked something off.
Oh, there you go. There you go. The hands. Brilliant. This is the best. This is the best TV ever.
Here are the top five. Booyah from Steve Cotty. That'll be from the Emos.
Cotty, formerly of
Formerly the Emos, of course.
Oh, yeah. No, hang on.
This bit of Brooklyn.
They have split up.
But thanks for the comment.
Bad news for the Northwest and the music scene in general.
Yeah.
What do we want? More emos. Never thought I'd say that. When do we want it? Now. Now, what do we want? More emos. When do we want it? Kimber.
That's tonight's gig for you. Don't say that.
Oh, yeah.
Punky's great.
Punky's great.
Dave fits. Thanks, Dave.
Dave does fit.
Does he?
Yeah. Good. Very snugly.
Like a glove.
Like a one-fingered glove, and it's a big fat finger.
You come anywhere near my dog and owl. Despite being long-standing fans of the Totally Fab Punky, we do draw the line at the proposed buggery of the canine race. You two must be really hard up to even consider this, but oh, you are, aren't you, Paul? Perhaps, Paul, you should relocate to Derby, where you can do that sort of thing in place, in peace. Lol. Keep on playing the good stuff from your third world residence, Helen and Lady. P.S. Our dog would eat you alive. He's French, so he'll eat anything.
What's the dog buggery reference?
Must have been... This is probably from March. So I don't know.
Oh, God, well, my short-term memory is
exactly
gone, yeah. Well, I do apologise, Helen, if I had... threatened to buggy your dog. I don't remember doing so, but
thanks for voting.
Quite frankly, there's a lot of things I don't remember.
Right. Anyway,
I blame the pasties. Cornish pasties. Made of dog meat.
Just back from Portland. Oh, what? First up on the agenda, vote for Punky. No problem with the shout out. Thanks for supporting me and being called to the Ankh all these years. Peace, Marcus. Yeah. Thanks, Y Rocks.
Thank you, Marcus. You do realise what OR is, don't you, Tony?
Oregon?
Oregon, there you go. Straight in there.
There's a capital O.
Thanks to Portland.
Or.
What's the word after it?
First up on the agenda.
Yeah. Thanks, thanks from Portland. Or first up on the agenda.
He always votes us there. Thanks, Marcus. Yeah. Finally. Always listening.
Podcast himself.
Always listening. Gooper Gooper. It's March already. Yeah, well, yeah, it was. Time for those mad hitters, Tony and Paulie B, to go bouncing about in their little bunny outfits. What a sick picture that conjures up. Loved the straight laces the other week. More money spent on iTunes. Keep up the great work of uniting fans and bands across the lands. Fat Mike.
Thank you very much, Fat Mike. You dedicated soul. And, If we did have bunny costumes on, we could go to the south of France and we could let the dog see the rabbit. Would that make up for it, Helen? Have your dog chase us around your garden and us dressed in bunny The Ants, King Kong.
I hate, 'cause King Kong was not dead by me. King Kong, I see Saki Rock. Let's go home.
It's Friday and I feel alright. 'Cause you got hungry, really red.
Love chicken, tattoo chicken, love bad, find the reach.
Go
on the radio. you wanna dance? On the radio.
That's the Ants, Tony. Guess where they came from?
Japanophiles?
Japan, of course, that's right. In this Axis of Evil first half of the show special, you might guess where the next song's coming from. They're a kind of newish pop punk band from Japan. Do check out japanophiles.com. It's a very good way to get really interesting music. It's just because, obviously, things are done a little bit differently in the East to the West, but they still rock. They rock like maniacs. And there's really good alternative subgenres all the way down the website, and the music's pretty cheap to download. It's a really easy site to use, and I do unashamedly advertise it. I'm happy to. I think it's absolutely brilliant. We've had loads of good stuff from there. What I want to know is, what is the Ants Japan Files page? Because I can't find them on MySpace.
Right, japanophiles.com/theants.
It is. It's Tony 2, probably being the internet one. You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. And trust me, you do not want the Cemetery Surfers on top of you.
No.
Have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you for your twat nominations so far. I think I might be out again, so if you do have a twat to nominate, now is the time to email me. Please do. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Email me tony@punkyradio.com. Titling your email is a twat. Please do that. Thank you very much.
Now, you don't wobble your head when you do that one.
No, I'm very conscious of it now.
You wobble your head with the joyness of spring that is Podcast Alley comments. When it comes to twat, it's a little bit more serious. And I've noticed, Popeye style, you do some of it out of the corner of your mouth. Oh, see? Oh, although he does verge on pirate, I suppose.
A little bit,
that's why you can do it, of course. Yeah. Hey, Olive. Sorry.
This week it's from Cybercrime, who says, "Greetings, it is I, Cybercrime, proffering my first ever twat contribution. I'd like to nominate the queen of all harpies, my ex-wife, Sharon Cowling of Houston, Texas, USA. Here's what the vile, unwashed crotch goblin did to earn her nomination."
Oh, this is one-sided, isn't it, really?
A little bit.
We might need Sharon to come back at some point. Not to the flat, obviously.
No. Here in the US, for the time being at least, healthcare insurance is offered through one's employer, and each individual company will contract with private insurance companies to provide coverage for their employees and families. My company is no different. However, this year they brought in a private firm to do independent valuation, I suppose. That is to verify that the people you cover on the insurance are actually eligible to be covered. Well, you'd have thought this would be simple for me, since I cover only myself and my younger daughter. Instead, it turned out to be a dry bumming with extra kitty litter. I was required to prove my daughter was actually my daughter and was the right age, that is, under 23. A copy of her birth certificate would do the trick. So one day I took a long lunch and went down to the Vital Records office to get a copy of her birth certificate. I parked, went in, took my number, filled out my request form and waited my turn. When the semi-sentient civil service type called my number, I gave it to my foreman and my check for the copy fee. After entering some data into its computer terminal, the civil service type looked at me with a baleful expression and told me I couldn't have the document. I asked why the hell not, and it told me my name was not on my daughter's birth records. That's right, it turns out the scum queen kept my name out of both my daughter's birth records and lied to me about it every day of our married life.
Good lord!
On top of that, I had to take another long lunch that week and bring my daughter down so that should cover so that she could personally pull a copy of her own birth certificate. Since my name wasn't on the certificate, I had to provide additional documentation to have her validated. I had to scramble to get her documents in on time so she would get dropped off my, so she wouldn't get dropped off my insurance, and I wouldn't get investigated by my company's HR department for trying to defraud the insurance. But I managed it. Even 2 years after she unceremoniously walked out one day while I was at work, that fetish skankosaurus is still a pain in my ass. That's why I nominate Sharon Cowling of Houston, Texas, USA for Is a Twat. Thanks for putting on a great show, Piss Mops, and keep up the awesome work, Cybercrime. That's great use of the Swiss sauce there.
It was.
Swiss Brento, rather.
I've only got one reservation about this.
Okay.
Is that his lovely daughter has gone to all the trouble to help him out as much as she can.
Mm.
And now we are going to publicly humiliate her mother.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Okay. So, Sharon Cowling of Houston, Texas, USA
is a twat.
Thank you very much. Keep your nominations coming in. Thank you.
Please. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. The depths some people will plunge for their own quite weird gains. I mean, what? Why do that?
Don't know. Don't understand it.
I mean, cybercrime, you know, he might just be a bit of an arse. And she might have thought, I don't really want him on there. You know, he listens to that punky and
that. That punky, exactly.
He can't. I don't want it traceable. Absolutely justified, and I'm sorry you had to go through all that trouble, mate. Right, so, track four. Okay. Now, you know how we played Limousine last week, Berlin?
Yeah, yes.
I thought what we now do is to complete our Axis of Evil versus the Allies first half of this show, play a track by German band.
Okay.
See, so we've done Britain, America, Japan, now Germany. Mad Sin.
All right.
And I even went to more trouble to go through their songs. I thought, I'll play a really early one. Mad Sin's first album came out in 1988. The Berlin Wall came down in 1989. So this track is pre Berlin Wall coming down.
Okay.
So you won't be surprised that the song's called The Wall Town. Oh, and it's right. About Berlin and the people in Berlin at the time. An interesting historical record, and it fucking rocks. What I want to know is, what's Mad Sin's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Mad Sin.
It is. It's Tony 3, poorly being Inset 1. This is The Wall Town.
On the lays a drunken tramp. All the trash on the streets is getting kind of mad. Pushes on the streets.
Yeah! on the streets of your mental dress. We'll have a town in Germany. We'll tell the grateful history. Many people in this town are poor. All poor people are alone. All town kids don't see the sun. All town kids don't see the sun. Say yes, and all town kids don't see the sun.
Mad Sin, The Wall Town.
Nice.
A truly fabulous band. Worth checking out. Do go to their MySpace page. They've got absolutely loads of music for sale. They're one of the few psychobilly bands from the late 80s that just kept going all the way through the 90s, all the way through the noughties, and still going into the Wonders. Because I don't know whether
the Wonders.
Yeah,
I like it.
The Aussies decided to call.
Did they?
Came up with it. They came up with the noughties.
Oh,
so
right.
Once he got into 10, they said, "Let's see what the Aussies do," and they came up with the Wonders.
Hmm.
Which is all right.
We'll see. We'll wait for 10 years, see what it feels like.
Yeah. It hasn't felt very wonderful fucking so far.
No.
Constant state of pissness. Right, Tone. Now, I'll tell you what. Over the last week, I've been staying up till 7 o'clock in the morning drinking most days.
Mm.
I wish I was making that up. Look at me. I'm a wreck.
You are.
I look like shit in a bucket. And it's meant that pretty much not only is my short-term memory, but some of my longer-term memory is gone, and I can't remember a thing about our lovely sponsors, GoDaddy. I was wondering if, to the tune of Chromosoma 3, because I'm still to update this bit, you could maybe tell me a little bit about them.
I'll give it a go.
Even with a chuckle.
Maybe. Well, let's see. GoDaddy is an internet web service provider and should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website.
I do. Oh, sorry, I missed out the chuckle.
GoDaddy makes it easy to build your site with a website builder. It's also easy to add a shopping cart to your site, which you can secure with an industry standard SSL certificate.
And what are they?
That's a SL. They're SLs. And that will protect your customers' details.
They need protecting.
But the best,
I'm loving it. Every time you chuckle, you raise your arms.
Have to.
It's like the whooping cough remix.
But the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY7, that's...
PUNKY7.
You can receive a 10% discount on any order that's not already discounted. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY8. That's...
PUNKY8.
And that will give you 20% of orders of £35 or more. Well, why is that particularly good?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
Could be. Also, there is PUNKY9. That is...
PUNKY9. Which, you nearly said it yourself.
I know. Which gives you 30% of all .com domains. Also, there are now three additional codes. Firstly, PUNKY20H. That's...
PUNKY20H.
And that will give you 20% off hosting plans. Secondly, PUNKY25. That's...
PUNKY25.
And that will give you 25% off orders of £65 or more. And finally... Punky SSL, that's...
Punky SL!
With that code, you can buy standard SSL certificates for just £12.99. So, go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Well done, Tony. Right, as discussed already, Bank of Serotonin sent us an offer.
Yeah.
To get a free track they put up. And I thought, yeah, do you know what, we will... Little bit of rock for you coming up now. Death from Above.
The brightness of the sun. Whispers.
serotonin. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/serotonin?
No, MySpace.com/serotonin effect. Probably be the internet 2, Tony 3. Chances. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now.
Oh, right, okay.
Thanks for doing such a great job on the bez this week, Tony. And do, as I say, you know, I say it every week, but we do put up all the bands in our MySpace top friends, so even if you don't get the chance to jot down the addresses of them, do go to our page and check them out via there. It's still the best way to find out about bands MySpace, and if you like them, prove it by going and buying some of their stuff. If you just find one song that you like and then find out you can download it at iTunes or something, even if you're only giving the band, you know, 79 cents or whatever it is, it makes a huge difference. So, and it's not much out of your pocket. Right, I'll finish now. So, Tone, have you... might we see Marv tonight?
Don't think so, because he lives in Newark now.
Oh, he lives in Newark
now.
So
he's... Don't see
which, of course, is an anagram of...
Wanker.
Wanker. As I, not that Marv is, of course.
No.
Not now he's got a bird and those lovely teeth.
Smashing teeth.
Oh, no, don't do that. He'll need some more. Have you got... listen, other than the gig that you're doing tonight that I'm going to, that we're...
Oh, yeah, that I remember now.
Yeah. Which is why I'm here, and you're glad when I showed up, because you went, I knew I was doing something tonight. Have you got any other gigs coming up at all?
There are.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that mean it's time for In the Flesh?
Yeah, I know.
Tony's International Gig Guide. Ah! And that's the best that we sung, because we can actually do
it in time.
Time,
yeah. Hey, Tony. Long time listener, first time contributor. Just want to give everyone in the Bristol area a heads up on the great night being put on by Dead Punk Promotions. The night in question is being held at the Croft and headlined by US ska punkers Mustard Plug, and features my band Splutter and two others, Dirty Revolution and Kinesia, supporting. Would be great to see punkies' power of uniting fans and bands across the lands in action to help make this an awesome night. The event is being held on the 13th of April and doors are at 8 p.m. Tickets will be £10 on the door, or you can buy them in advance for me for £7.50. Email him, dan-nunes, N-E-U-W-N-S, at hotmail.com. Thanks once again, Dan.
You could probably print that email on the show notes.
Possibly. Yeah, I will do. Well, I'll put his email address down, yeah.
Yeah.
Dan-nunes.
Yeah.
And there's another one.
Hold on, just for that, The Croft is putting on loads of good bands of late.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it came under new management a few months ago, because I used to know the bloke who owned it.
Okay.
And he flogged it, and the people that took it on just went a bit out there again and started putting on some ska punk, and loads of psychobilly's gone on there. And I mean that's where the Planet Smashers played a few years ago as well.
Is it?
They played there, yeah.
Okay.
It's a similar sort of size to Junction 7.
Right.
But yeah, I'm really pleased that Croft is doing so well, and do support it if you can.
Yeah, excellent. And one final gig from the Bleach Boys again.
Oh, wondrous.
Hi Tony, no typical commuter behaviour here, just another date for the gig guide. Friday 9th of April, the Bleach Boys play The Hope and Anchor in Islington. It's going to be an interesting one, as one of the other bands are called The Bracelets, who comprise Mark, who was the drummer in our singer Matt's old band The Kramers, and also two Japanese girls who are apparently cute. Anyway, we're on stage at 10:15. That's for John.
That will be great.
There you go.
That will be great. I won't be there that night, I've got my own gig in Hitchintown.
Ah.
That's this Friday.
Wow.
You don't need to say wow, because it's Friday.
Quickly.
Wow.
Always comes around.
In fact, Wowie Los Args were on last Saturday, but I didn't find out about it until Friday.
Yeah.
And I couldn't go anyway, and I was devastated. But if anybody did get to the Wowie Los Args gig, maybe you could let me know about it. It was at Portland, I think. Right.
So that's it.
That's it. So yeah. That concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. Jazz hands. Right, now, so, anyway, here's another punk band from London Town who are doing gigs in London Town at the moment, and a brand new, and feature John Codger, who is so dreamy, he's my boyfriend.
Lovely.
And this is the Electric Cox, of course. Now, we have played one of their songs before. We played the song Electric Cock.
Right.
I don't think we played this one. This is interesting. Interesting melodic punk, I would say. Oh, harmonious punk with a smattering of disharmony.
Okay.
Mr. Codge is a little bit angsty in this one.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yes, he is. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Electric Cox.
No, MySpace.com/ Electric Cox. I did throw you off the scent there. I had to try and get a bit back. So that's Tony 3, Paulie being the Internet 3. Interesting. Awesome. This is Subnormal Paradise. Very nice indeed. Do make sure you check them out. MySpace.com/electriccocks. And Mr. Codge is also in the wonderful band Johnny Throttle, who are getting more punk whatever gig he does with them.
Excellent.
First time
good.
I saw them, they were just like the Stooges.
Right.
And then when I saw them on New Year's Day, it was like, sped up a little bit.
Excellent.
Can't help thinking he might have had some influence on that. Now, you're listening to Dr. Slaggleberry underneath this. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. It has been a mad week for me. I don't know what you've been up to. Just getting Robin's Nest looking beautiful, I suppose.
Yeah, moving.
It's a fabulous place you've got
Thank
here.
You very
I
much.
Really, really like it. I'm not going to give anyone any more information than that. It's not like it's ever going to be on Tony Cam.
No.
Well, I don't know what you and Steph do at night, but certainly not while I'm here. It has been more than a little full on. I've kept finding reasons to go over to my mate Steve's pub and staying there all fucking night, basically. And I also had the terrific Dolly remixture. Was that only last Sunday?
Was it, Ben? Oh, yeah, we spoke about it last week, didn't we?
Oh, goodness.
Why? Was that long
time ago? No, hang on.
We spoke about it on Punky last time.
It must have already happened then.
Yeah. Well, it was Sunday last night when you was here.
Oh yeah,
it's Monday today.
I'm the Sunday before that. Yes.
Yeah.
Good lord. Yeah. Anyway, that happened, and then but then I went over to my mate Steve's on. Now, when was it there? I think I went. Did I go over Monday night or Tuesday? Tuesday night I went over. See, I did a gig in. No, I didn't. What did I do? No, I went to London and back for a bit of a laugh.
Okay.
And then went to Steve's. Stayed all night. as did everybody else after the music quiz. Right. It got very messy. I went to bed at 7. And apparently some of them were still up till 10 the next morning.
Oh, Jesus.
Still drinking at 10 o'clock. And then he opened the pub at 5 to 12. Or something ridiculous. And then on Wednesday night, I had a quiet one at home with 6 bottles of wine.
Nice.
And a colleague. That was another 7 o'clocker. And half a spliff.
Right, okay.
Whited massively.
Yeah.
Spent 20 minutes with my head face down on the couch in the braced position on my knees, nearly crying. And then had a poo and it was all right. Obviously, I did make it to the toilet. What did I do Thursday night? Thursday night, I went to Tunbridge Wells to the Forum, the converted toilets. Had an absolutely brilliant gig. Really, really enjoyed it. Only problem, took me 4 hours to get there.
Right, okay.
Because it was all the bank holiday traffic. Was going Thursday night. It took me like, included in the 4 hours though was an hour detour by Spazzy Paul. I do this every time I go to Tunbridge Wells. You have to come off the M25 onto the A21 signposted Sevenoaks, and right. Then you pick up signs for Tunbridge Wells. It's not signposted from the M25, and every time I go, I just go past the A21. And then the next one you hit is the A23. So I think, oh, the A26 will be along any minute now. And it's just not. The next one is miles round the M25. You're into Sussex by then. Tunbridge Wells in Kent. You're into Sussex. And then it says A25. And you get signs for Reigate and Gatwick not far ahead. And you go, I'm going to have to turn around. And rather than turning around and going back down the motorway, I always think, I bet I can do this quicker across country. So I go down the A25 bit to pick up signs for places that I think are probably near Tunbridge Wells and just follow B roads.
Oh, geez.
And add on an hour to my journey. I was on stage at 10, I got there at 9:56.
Shit.
On stage at 10, no nice. Trouble. Yeah, it was great, really, really good gig. And then it took me an hour and 10 minutes to get back because I went the right way.
Right.
And there was no traffic on the way back.
Good.
Then on Friday, I did my show in Langford, which was just mental again. And obviously, it being a Friday, me being in the car, when I came back from Langford, I drove directly to Steve's pub, where I got there about 11:45. Threw a 7 o'clocker. Agger was there, and we had another 7 o'clocker. Then on Sunday, I did the Bedfordshire New Comedian of the Year competition semi-final one.
Excellent.
I did warn the crowd at the start that there'd be one nutter. Yeah. There was. Most of the acts were really, really good. This one nutter bounded onto the stage, pushed me out of the way, grabbed the mic off me, and then just started destroying the mic stand, sort of. You know that the famous photograph on the front cover of London Calling with the bass player from The Clash destroying his guitar bent forward?
Right, I think
I've
seen
it. Do you know the picture? Well, it was like that. He just got in and he was just destroying my mic stand. Like, this is not punk rock. It's like you walk on, you do your bit, you fuck off again. Destroyed the stage, destroyed the mic stand, made a complete cock of himself to the point that he even got heckled by one of the judges. which isn't really good form. And then walked off the sound of his own feet. Less one mic stand. Anyway, we managed to work things out and it was just a really, really good night. And what did I do after that? Oh, and then I went home. I did go home on Saturday night. No, I didn't. Me and Roch went. Roch gave me a lift home because we stayed behind too, because there Roch was DJing afterwards. And we stayed there till about 12:30, and then we drove back. And I was wibbling, and I demanded food. So he said, "Well, the only place we're going to get food we want is a 24-hour McDonald's." Not only he would know where there was a 24-hour McDonald's in Stevenage, which is a massive detour, but Roch wanted his dinner.
Right.
So off we went. I ordered 2 Big Macs, had one in the car, and then dribbled over the other one back in the flat. Stayed up playing poker till 4 in the morning with Skid.
Oh, right.
You know, I seemed to be back in touch with Skid a bit. And Skid, if you're listening, all right, mate. And then Easter Sunday, I drove up to Manchester, did 2 gigs in Manchester. It couldn't be more different. One at Disbury Cricket Club and then one at a bar in Stockport called the Blue Cat, which was like a band music venue. I liked both of them, actually. They were good fun. I nearly fucked up the gig at both of them.
Right.
Where I did the wrong piece of material at one, the first gig in Disbury, and went, oh God, I won't be doing that at the next one. I've really messed this up. And then, but it was still a good gig. It was just in the middle, took a bit of a dip, and then it was all fine.
Yeah.
And then I got to the second bit, and the piece of material I replaced it with was utterly inappropriate for the venue, and everybody just was quiet during it. And I went, I think I better sing another song. He went, yeah, we think you better add. So and then he was fine again, you know. Right. But I did manage to take a dip at both of them. And I am sorry to the good people of South Manchester for that. And then I drove over here, caught up with you and Steph. And all that. And here we are, Easter Monday, and you have a gig to do this evening, which we'll talk about in the next bit. Have you done anything this week?
Just literally moving. We've been moving boxes to and from, lots of travelling and work. That's been it.
Right. Well, it's always nice to find out on your busy social life.
I know. It was a social life at the minute.
Track 7, Hip Bone Slim. Slim and the Knee Tremblers from their new album. That was a track called Dog Leg. And the reason that I've played that is at the Luton Arts Festival on the 3rd of May, Monday the 3rd of May, the next bank holiday. I think there's a possibility that they're going to be playing.
Okay, nice one.
Yeah, so I thought I'd just do that in advance, as I've only just found out about it. Basically, Jess, who has booked the Comedy Theatre Arts Festival, she's also in charge of the band, and she said, do you know any good bands? Because I think she might have got what are they called? The Graveyard Johnnies that were on in Spain. I don't think you saw them.
No.
But she's already got Graveyard Johnnies playing. And I said, well, there's a couple of bands in the sort of Luton area, including Ricky Braun's Giant Haystacks that we went to see a couple of times.
Oh, right.
That I've seen. And Hip Bone Slim, who are in, I think, Watford Way. So we're going to try and see if we can get those on as well. So I thought I'd play that. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Hip Bone Slim's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers?
No, I fooled you again. Oh. I fooled you again. Last time I said to you what is Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers MySpace page, and you came up with Hip Bone Slim and got it right. This time round, I said, what's Hip Bone Slim's? And you added the Knee Tremblers. Paul gets the point. He's poorly being internet 4, Tony 3.
Psychological
going
warfare.
Into the last song. I have a feeling it might be a draw.
True.
But I was thinking, shit, he could win this 5-3. And after my victory last week, I didn't want to let it slip straight away.
Okay.
This is looking very much like a point.
Okay.
I think.
I hope so.
Yeah, I would hope so. Yeah. Now, do you want to just go through quickly who's on at the gig tonight? Because the lineup's brilliant.
Yeah. So we are on the Time Hill tonight in Mansfield. And and with us are Skint and Here's to Tragedy.
Here's to Tragedy.
Here's to Tragedy. Kimblad.
Kimblad.
Kimblad. Oh.
What else can they possibly be?
Nothing. There's no way.
There is no way, is there?
Ironic rock.
Having known nothing about this band at all. Oh, unless they're a Bee Gees tribute band.
God, I hope so.
That would be fantastic.
It would be better than what I'm expecting.
Bee Gees. Emo Bee Gees.
It's either shouty emo or it's crying emo.
Either way, it's me playing the fruity in the downstairs bar. Exactly. That's what it is. That'll be just like the old days. Because I don't play fruity machines anymore. But any time there was a band on that I didn't like, I used to go downstairs and play on the fruity in the bar until they were over.
Wow.
Which was great news for fruit machine vendors in the Mansfield area. Yeah. Not very good for me or the bands. But yeah, I've seen a lot of bands I don't like at the Town Mill.
Oh yeah,
I've seen a lot. I do.
We played with quite a few of them.
Well, yeah, but it's just that scene. Mansfield did have a young emo scene, didn't it? Mm. The older scene was metal, but the younger scene turned into be.
Never had a punk scene.
Emo. It has, but not in Mansfield itself.
No, Nottingham.
The surrounding areas of Mansfield got a pretty good punk scene, I would argue. With the Apocalypse Babies, Resistance 77, that's Riot true. Squad, wasn't bad.
They all play somewhere else.
Yeah, but they're very rarely. But now that I've left Mansfield, fucking psychobilly gigs all day, gotcha. All the time. Yeah. They've got that psychobilly all day in the middle of May, which obviously you will be gig guiding. So this week then, basically we're going to go up there, aren't we? And if you're on first,
hopefully
we're not going to hang about.
No,
but if you're on last, we'll have to.
Yeah.
Yeah,
pretty much.
But I am looking forward to seeing Here's the Tragedy, and I'm going to stand at the front crying, regardless of what they do. I will be just going all the way through their gig, even if they're brilliant.
Please do.
I've decided, because they went, who the fuck is this bloke? Because none of them know me. When we were doing the show on that silly little station, which now, by the way, I could pick up all the way to here.
Could you?
I listened to it on the way through. No, I didn't take any great pleasure in it. It was all warbly dancing music and no DJs. Yeah. It was after midnight, but I picked it up relatively clearly right the way to here. No. And 3 years ago, if we'd had that
wouldn't have happened.
Everyone in Nottingham would have been able to listen to Punk and Disorderly
until this actor's.
But Emily loved him. Unfortunately, Ian Watkins didn't. Have I ever named him before?
No.
And shame. It's only been 3 years. I don't have grudges. Three and a half.
Has it?
Three and a half years, yeah. 3.5 years. Fucking hell. Anyway, now I need to tell you what I'm doing this week very briefly. On Thursday night is the second semi-final of the Bedfordshire New Comedian of the Year competition at the Ashcroft Arms in Stopsley in Luton, which is my mate Steve's pub. Already sold 40 tickets in advance.
Very nice.
Tickets are only £3 through the pub, or it's a fiver on the door. Doors start at 8:30 p.m. There is a Facebook page for it if you do fancy coming. I'll find out more about it last minute, because this show won't be up until tomorrow night. Well, it's Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's going to be Tuesday night, yeah.
So you'll have 2 days to hear it. If you type in Bedfordshire New Comedian of the Year 2010, you'll get the Facebook event for it. If you are in the Luton area on Thursday, it will be really good if the first semi was anything to go by. As I say, we're expecting a lot of people to show up to this gig. It is looking like it's going to be funny. Friday night is my comedy show at Woodside Hall in Hitchin, and features Matthew Hardy and Craig Murray. More information about that on lastminutecomedy.com, as the same lineup for the show on the Saturday night in Letchworth. And if you are in the area, do try and get to one of the shows at some point, because they are very, very good, and they have historically been sold out pretty much every month, but this recession has knocked them both a little bit, so there's normally room to get in a little bit later than you would have done in the past. And then on Sunday I'm back in Nottingham.
Are you?
Home Pier Point.
Oh yeah, what was that for again?
It's for a burlesque charity show.
Ah.
Which I can't remember the name of it.
No,
which is rather embarrassing, but it's at the, so it must be in the Boat Club. It's a big do. There's 9 burlesque dancers and a magic act and a couple of clowny acts, and I'm comparing it.
Nice one.
It's going to be a big do. Tickets are relatively expensive, I think. Well, I say that not for the amount of acts on, because it's a charity thing. Mm. I think it's like £12.50 or something. I'm not entirely sure, and I'm sorry, I could probably find out about it while I'm talking here. Look, it's an event I'm going to, so if you're on my Facebook page, look at the event. But or you could do a bit of fucking research yourself. If you type in burlesque April 11th Nottingham, something will come up.
Yeah.
It could be me in my pants. But something will come up. So that's my week, and you're doing tonight and working moving boxes and the rest of the week.
Yeah, yes, pretty much.
We haven't even seen the mystery assistant, by the way.
No, she's hidden away.
She's a right fucking mystery for this one. She hasn't even brought us a fill up on the old tea. Alright, well, so might as well play the last song then, Tug.
Yeah,
I've enjoyed being with you.
Oh, thank you very much.
I haven't even mentioned to the listeners that you have got on the full Captain Haddock at
it's
the
good,
moment.
Isn't it?
It is a good beer.
It's a bit grey at the bottom.
Why do you think I shaved these bits out for the Tash and Tickler? Completely white there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, that wasn't the reason why, but
okay.
I'm loving the. See, I have nearly got an asterisk.
Yeah, yeah.
Tash, haven't I now? It's got well droopy, walrusy, and gaulish. I have now got a gaulish face. I just need a horny helmet. Sorry. Alright, last song. Speaking of horny helmets, Right Hand Pink.
Yes.
They're a band you're familiar with, aren't they, Tony?
They are.
Although you do need reminding of when they have gigs.
Yeah, I forget quite easily, apparently.
Now, we're playing a track by them this week. So, what I thought we'd do, seeing as at the moment it's 4-3, but seeing as it's your band,
yeah,
I think you should ask me what their MySpace page is.
Okay, Right Hand Pink. What is their MySpace page?
Is it myspace.com/... Right Hand Pink.
It is, yeah.
Yes! Woohoo!
I
only just thought I could legitimately do it the other way around. I thought it was going to be a draw, but no, not even controversially. Paulie being Internet 5, Tony 3, I'm going to let you introduce this and why people should, why we're playing it now and all that.
So because we're playing a gig tonight or last night when you're listening to this, this is my band Right Hand Pink and The Walking Song.
nice track that, Tony.
Thank you very much.
Looking forward to seeing them this evening, and we'll do a full review of whatever happens next week.
Yeah, I'm sure something will happen.
Something will happen. Yeah. It's bound to. Yeah. I wonder if I'll meet a certain someone.
I don't know.
You never know. Thank you so much for listening this week. We have not mentioned the people that help us make this show so brilliant, who are, of course, the three internet stations that we're on, Tony. They are
Pussy Skunk, Wicked Radio, and Roach Radio.
And basically, all their MySpace pages are in our top friends. Roach Radio are in the process of transferring to Facebook, but you can still go via MySpace to find them. And thank you so much to them. Also, we haven't mentioned the fact that we really need your iTunes reviews. We got one more.
Did we?
On UK, and it pushes up three pages.
Oh, excellent.
It pushes up from page 5 to page 2 of featured. So it really does make a difference. So if you can do that, and how do you do that?
Easy way to do it is go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open up our music store page on iTunes, where you can subscribe to the show and review us. You need to log in first, but it's all free and it takes but a minute. So please review us 5 stars.
Oh, but a minute. I know how to
butter minute.
I know how to fill a butter minute.
Do you?
Yes. Last tango in Paris. Oh, no. Right. First bombing in Nottingham. That's what I'm calling the sequel. It's been a pleasure being here in Robin's Nest. If you do have a better idea for it, don't forget to email tony@punkyradio.com with a tiny email. I know what to call the flat or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
The tower that you live in now. The power tower. I've got a tower of power. Should have done this earlier. And also, we'd like your podcast alley comments and your MySpace comments. And if you have a joke or a poem, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email either Poetry Corner or Comedy Suburbs. I think that's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog!